Hello friends, welcome back. So here is the new book that we are going to read today, and it's about how to talk to anyone, 92 little secrets for big success in relationships by Lael Lowndes. Description: you will not only break the ice, you will melt it away with your new skills, by Larry King. What is that magic quality that makes some people instantly loved and respected? Everyone wants to be their friend, or if single, their lover. In business, they rise swiftly to the top of the corporate ladder. What is their Midas touch? What it boils down to is a more skillful way of dealing with people. In her book, How to Talk to Anyone, Lowndes offers 92 easy and effective surefire success techniques. She takes the listener from first meeting all the way to sophisticated techniques used by the big winners in life. In this information-packed audiobook, you will find 9 ways to make a dynamic first impression, 14 ways to master small talk, big talk and body language, 14 ways to walk and talk like a VIP or celebrity, 6 ways to sound like an insider in a crowd, 7 ways to establish deep subliminal rapport with anyone, 9 ways to feed someone's ego, and know when not to. The book is very much needed nowadays, guys, particularly when most of the extroverts are turning to introverts because of the pandemic situation. So let's deep dive into the book. Preface: life gets busy. Has How to Talk Anyone been gathering dust on your bookshelf? Instead, pick up these key ideas now. Lael Lowndes perspective. Lael Lowndes is an international recognized communication expert. She has conducted communication seminars for major US corporations, foreign governments, and US Peace Corps. Lowndes has appeared on hundreds of television and radio programs. She has authored 10 best-selling books on communications. These books have been published in over 26 foreign languages. Introduction: How to Talk to Anyone is a psychology-backed book that offers guidance on effective communication. Lowndes covers a wide range of communication types, broken down into verbal and nonverbal, across almost every possible context. Your approach should adapt depending on who you are talking to, the specific context. So How to Talk to Anyone offers guidance on how you can become a master communicator. As a master communicator, you can connect with others irrespective of environment. Story short 1. Using your smile and your eyes for first impression. 80% of first impression is the way you look at. In fact, studies suggest that emotional reactions occur in our brains before we even have time to register a reaction to somebody. So try to utilize Lael Lowndes' tips to intrigue anyone through your first impressions. Lowndes advises against quick smiles. If you interact with somebody, you should start by looking at their face for a second and pausing. This pause will let you soak in their persona. You should then let out a big warm smile that floods across your face. Allow this flood to overflow into smiling with your eyes. While engaging with flooding smile, you should also try to maintain eye contact. Others will respect you more if you maintain strong eye contact. Specifically, this ability is associated with intelligence and abstract thinking. Lowndes' second technique builds on importance of maintaining eye contact. She describes how you should adopt sticky eyes. This means you should not break eye contact even when they have finished speaking. Once you have decided to break eye contact, you should do slowly and reluctantly. Lowndes believes this approach will send a message to others to comprehend the conversation and respect them as individual. When you are seeking romance, you should utilize what Lowndes describes as epoxy eyes. If you are romantically interested in someone, maintain deep eye contact with them when they are not the person talking. If they are interested in you, keeping eye contact while they are a listener can be an effective aphrodisiac. Saying that, let us know what is the meaning of aphrodisiac. Aphrodisiac is a food or drug that arouses sexual instinct, brings on desire, or increases sexual pleasure or performance. If you are interested, if they are interested in you, keeping eye contact while they are a listener can be effective aphrodisiac. Story short 2. How to excel at small talk. How to excel at small talk. Try not to worry too much about what you are saying, but attempt to match the mood of the audience. The easiest broader approach to take is simply ensuring your words will put people at ease. Doing this will help make you sound passionate. As long as your words are putting the audience at ease, you can focus more on the tone of what you're saying. 80% of your communication has nothing to do with your choice of words. When introducing people, you should always offer an exciting point for the conversation to flow from. Offering an unbaited hook when starting a conversation will only lead to awkwardness. A word detective can identify their conversation partner's preferred topic by listening to every word said. Offering an unbaited hook when starting a conversation will only lead to awkwardness. A word detective can identify their conversation partner's preferred topic by listening every word said. You will become more appealing in others' minds if you learn how to keep the spotlight shining on them. Story short 3. How to start a conversation. Learners suggest always wearing or carrying something slightly unusual. Possessing that objects will immediately draw other people's attention towards you. Try to also make small talk by commenting on other people's attire. Asking people you know to make introductions with other people can immediately provide an icebreaker. Eavesdropping in group text. Eavesdropping in group context is not rude. It shows curiosity, so don't be scared to eavesdrop on others' conversations and say something like, "Excuse me, I couldn't help but overhear." If somebody asks you where you are from, you should always avoid giving them a one-word answer. Use this as an opportunity to describe interesting parts of your life. You should always avoid one-word answers when somebody asks, "What do you do for work?" Embellish your answer with fascinating facts about your role, company, or job history. "Excuse me, I could not help but overhear" is the new catchphrase. How to start a conversation in story short 3. Story short 4. Conversations on jobs. Lounders believes you should never be asking the question, "What do you do?" You should be asking others how they spend most of their time instead. If you are asked what you do, you should try to avoid using the same stories about your personal life across conversations. Build up a bank of true stories that roll off your tongue. Story short 5. How to make others feel special. Story short 5. How to make others feel special. A common mistake is immediately agreeing with another person. Instead of jumping in with "me too," you should wait and listen, so other person will be influenced more if you wait to agree. Wherever possible, start sentences with the word "you." Starting conversations with this word will immediately grab your listener's attention. If you are meeting a group of people, you should greet each other person with a distinct smile rather than smiling at a group. Story short 6. Challenging conversation topics. Never ever make a joke of anyone at anyone else's expense. You may get some cheap laughs in the short term, but you will pay for this joke in long run. You should always consider the receiver of your news before throwing it out there. Ensure you deliver any news with appropriate emotions. Whenever someone one persists in questioning you on an unwelcome subject, simply repeat your original response. Use precisely the same words in precisely the same tone of voice. Hearing it again usually quiets them down. Whenever someone persists in questioning you on unwelcome subject, simply repeat your original response. Use precisely the same words in precisely the same tone of voice. Hearing it again usually quiets them down. Story short 7. How to talk to a celebrity. When chatting with a celebrity, you should never compliment their work and instead say you have gained insight from their work. You should also avoid signaling out any accomplishments that are well in the past of the celebrity. Choose one of their recent accomplishments to show you are not starstruck. How to sound like you understand their passions. Story short 8. Lowndes describes gobbledygook as the language of other professions. Learn a minimal amount of information about a wide range of topics so you can sound like an insider. The most effective way for doing this is finding an insider to teach you some lingo. As well as learning some of the jargon with a profession, you must also identify the hot issues within a field. Every industry has burning concerns that only specialists will know about them. Learn these hot issues and you become infinitely more interesting. Read magazines pertaining to the industry you will encounter to learn insider news. Gobbledygook. Let us know what is the meaning of that. Gobbledygook is a complicated language, especially in an official or technical document, that is impossible to difficult to understand. Complicated language. Gobbledygook. Story short 9. How to turn individuals into a collective. There are 4 levels to move from being strangers to making them think we. Clichés. Strangers would generally throw clichés at each other to make small talk. Facts. People who are acquaintances rather than friends will often bring up interesting facts to make conversation. Feeling and personal questions. When people become friends, they start offering their feelings regarding all topics, even those they are boring. Feelings and personal questions. When people become friends, they start offering their feelings regarding all topics, even those that are boring. We statements. Using we prematurely will push your relationship closer. Using we prematurely will push your relationships closer. When you meet a stranger, you would like to make less of a stranger. Search for some special moment you shared during your first encounter. The author calls this instant history. When you meet a stranger, you would like to make less of a stranger. Search for some special moment you shared during your first encounter. The author calls this instant history. Story short 10. How to make them feel like you are familiar. Try to copy the movement styles of people you are engaging with. Doing so will make them feel more comfortable and receptive. Match your personality to your product. Echoing is a simple and powerful linguistic technique that can make you feel like family. Hearing their words come out of your mouth creates subliminal rapport. Try to copy people you are engaging with. Doing so will make them feel more comfortable and receptive. Match your personality to your product. Echoing is a simple and powerful linguistic technique that can make you feel like family. Hearing their words come out of your mouth creates subliminal rapport. Saying that, let's understand what is the meaning of subliminal. Subliminal is affecting your mind in a way that you are not conscious of. Affecting your mind in a way that you are not conscious of. Subliminal advertising. An advertising that has hidden messages and pictures in it that are supposed to give people information without them being conscious of it. Subliminal. Rapport. Lowndes believes you can create a Showing that here are the few subliminal message codes. An idea is nothing but information. It won't do us any harm until we accept it as perception of truth in our mind, which in time will potentially evolve and construct major events in history. You know, the sad thing is most people are subliminally coerced into being so many things rather than themselves. Lord, you seek pleasure in us as we seek to find pleasure in you. Instead of pleasure seeking in this world, be pleasure in truth. Certified bondage at birth, it loses scenarios of thirst. The rich in power ignoring the cries of poor, oppressed in poverty, but the tables will soon turn and it will be the rich man. Why cry out to me? Back to book. Lowndes believes you can create a sensation of intimacy with someone even moments after having met them. The most effective way of doing this is skipping conversations level 1 and 2 and going straight to more intimate conversations. If you want to make a stranger feel less of a stranger, try to identify a remarkable moment you share during your first encounter. Story short 11. How to bring good vibes. Offer praise to people when they are not even within a conversation. If they find out you have been complimenting them behind their back, this means a lot more than flattery to someone's face. Because someone who carries good news, so if somebody compliments another person, you should try to be that person who lets the complimented person know. Offer praise to people who, when they are not even within a conversation, if they find out you have been complimenting them behind their back, this means a lot more than flattery to someone's face. Become someone who carries good news. So if somebody compliments another person, you should try to be the person who lets the complimented person know. Throw a few moments into your conversation that presupposes something positive about the person you're talking with. You should also try to become a stealthy praiser. Do not make all your compliments obvious by hiding them in the middle of sentences. These types of praise are often perceived. These types of praise are often perceived as more genuine. Let us understand the meaning of stealthy. Stealthy is moving or doing something quietly or secretly. You should also try to become a stealthy praiser. Do not make all your compliments obvious, so hide them in the middle of sentences. These types of praise are often perceived as more genuine. Story short 12. Use verbal strokes and compliments. Try to become a stealthy praiser. Do not make all your compliments obvious by hiding them in the middle of the sentences. These types of praise are often perceived as more genuine. The alternative is the killer compliment. You use this sparingly as they can be intense. Saying that sparingly meaning is only a little or only occasionally. Sparingly as they can be intense. identify one specific quality, looking them in the eyes, say their name and deliver the compliment. The author also provides several killer compliment rules. Deliver it in private. Make your killer compliment credible. Confer only one killer compliment every 6 months. Deliver it in private. Make your killer compliment credible. Confer only one killer compliment every 6 months. To keep your loved ones on side, you should utilize the minor verbal strokes. These strokes will help them better understand they are appreciated. Let compliments boomerang straight back to the giver. You do not necessarily have to give a big compliment, but you can say something that's very kind of you. Whenever someone shines a little sunshine on your life in the form of compliment or concern, reflect it back on the shiner. You take people's breaths away, breathe away, when you feed their deepest self-image to them in a compliment. Story short 13. How to sound great on the phone. To sound exciting on phone, you have to replace your usual gestures with sounds. Your smiles, notes and hand movements have to be articulated through your voice. Think of yourself as a star of radio drama. People perk up when they hear their own name. Use it more often on the phone than you would in person to keep their attention. The best way to know genuine happiness that somebody has called you is by answering with a professional tone. Once you know who is it, you can then let happiness spread through your voice. This shows you are genuinely glad it is them who called. Once you know who is it, you can then let happiness spread through your voice. This shows you are genuinely glad in them who called. Story short 14. How to get what you want on the phone. Instead of offering advice on how to sneak past the gatekeeper, this story short talks about how the sneaky screen makes this difficult. The sneaky screen. Saying that, let us understand what is sneaky. Sneaky, doing things in a secret and dishonest or unfair way. The sneaky screen is when an assistant asks for your name based on your prestige. They decide to either dial you through to the person who wanted to talk or make up an excuse for why they aren't available. This fake screening will always leave the caller happy despite it being a lie. Instead of offering advice on how to sneak past the gatekeeper, the story starts talks how the sneaky screen makes this difficult. The sneaky screen is when an assistant asks for your name based on your prestige. They decide to either dial you to the person who want you to talk or make up an excuse for why they aren't available. This fake screening will always leave the caller happy despite it being a lie. When calling the gatekeeper of a VIP, you should cut out using the name of the VIP. Instead, use gender pronouns. Asking the "is she in" besides you the closer VIP than you actually are. You should always greet the person who answers when you call someone's home. Do not simply ask for the person you called and instead get to know the person who answered. This same idea applies when you call someone's office. Make friends with the secretary when you have greater access to the big shots. And you'll have greater access to the big shots. Some salespeople ask whether it is a good time for the potential client. If the client answers, "Not really, but tell me anyway," you should never proceed. This is what the author calls a yellow light. Only try to sell your idea to someone when they're giving you the green light. When on a call, you should be aware of the noises in the background. When on a call, you should be aware of the noises in the background. For example, if you hear their doorbell has been rung, you should stop mid-sentence, point out you have noticed the noise and ask if they need to go and attend it. Do you need to go and attend it? Story short 15. How to create a powerful voicemail. The best way to impress others with your outgoing voicemail message is to change it daily. Create a daily voicemail message that is reliable, short, professional and friendly. Any imperfections are fine as they show you are down to earth. Pretend the tone at the start of voicemail in your call to step on stage for an audition. A voicemail gives you roughly 10 seconds to win the other person over. Pretend the tone at the start of voicemail is your call to step on stage for an audition. A voicemail gives you roughly 10 seconds. Story short 16. How to perform well at a party. It is impossible to be fully engaged in a conversation if they are eating at the same time. Similarly, your audience will pay less attention to you if you distract them by eating. Survey the situation at gathering so you can better understand how to create positive conversations. Make every social interaction a rehearsal for the moment that you meet people who could potentially change your life. It is impossible to be fully engaged in a conversation if you are eating at the same time. Similarly, your audience will pay less attention to you if you distract them by eating. Survey the situation at gathering so you can better understand how to create positive conversations. How to perform well at a party. Story short 17. Favors and bloopers. If a friend agrees to do a favor, then let them bask in the glory of being a good person. When you do the someone a favor, wait a suitable amount of time before asking them to pay. Whenever someone's story is aborted, bring attention back to the story after interruption. Effective communicators understand it's better to overlook all their friends' bloopers. You should avoid your own bloopers in the form of confrontation at parties. Even if you're standing next to your biggest enemy, save your argument for another environment. Final review and analysis. How to talk anyone provides dozens of concise tips for improving your ability to talk to others. The core lesson to learn from this book is that there are universal skills that can be applied to almost any situation. These skills should become part of your skill set to be applied in all situations. That said, there are also special tricks for seducing, engaging a potential customer, making yourself stand out in a group. By learning these tricks, you can excel in all conversations. Rating 4.5. Well, the book is very much interesting, and my personal favorite of the topic is whenever you're trying to sell an idea, don't sell it in the yellow light. I mean, take the pause and seek attention till the green light is there and then sell the idea. Yeah, hope you enjoy the book and see you guys. Bye.